Greetings. I'm Bill Clackey, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Brian O'Malley, who is president and CEO of the Central Maryland Transportation Alliance. And Brian is here to talk to us about how this region is doing in transportation and what can be done to make things better. So, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be on with you.
Well, thank you so much for coming. First of all, for those of our listeners who are, unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Central Maryland Transportation Alliance?
Yeah, the Central Maryland Transportation Alliance, or we call ourselves Transportation Alliance for short, was founded in 2007 by civic leaders who believe Greater Baltimore has to have an organization with a singular focus on transportation. Mm-hmm. It's such an important topic and so critical to the quality of life, health, and sustainability of any metropolitan region that you have to have an organization focused on that. We're part of the Baltimore Community Foundation, and our purpose is to make our transportation system excellent. And if you'll give me a minute, I'll just explain what we mean by excellent.
Sure.
A great transportation system connects you to opportunities, right?
Yeah.
And a failing one leaves too many people finding it difficult or impossible even to get to schools or to get to jobs or healthy foods or doctors, et cetera. That's one part. Another part of a great transportation system is that it gives you choices. A failing one limits your choices. I mean, you know, sometimes you'll hear people say, in Baltimore, you got to have a car to be able to get to jobs or schools or whatever, you know, to get around. It's a city or a region that just doesn't work unless you have a car. And so that's limiting your choices. You also
right.
hear people say when searching for a job, like, if you don't have a car, your job search is very different, very limited because there's only
yeah.
a few places you can get to.
Yeah.
And lastly, the other thing about a great transportation system is that it keeps you and your environment healthy. And a failing one harms the lungs, harms human health, and damages the environment. And sadly, too many of those examples of a failing transportation system fit what we're experiencing today. And so our purpose is to move the needle and transform our transportation system to be more part of the solution and fit that description of a great transportation system. That's what we're working for.
Great. Thank you. How can someone find out more information about the Transportation Alliance?
I recommend our website, www.cmtalliance.org. C as in Central, M as in Maryland, T as in Transportation, and then Alliance spelled out A-L-L-I-A-N-C-E. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's probably our most active platform. CMT Alliance is our handle. And those are two good ways to learn more about our organization. On our website, if you scroll to the bottom, there's ways to sign up for our newsletter, and also you can follow us on social media.
Great. Thank you. What's your background and your work with the, I guess as president and CEO, you make everything work.
Yeah. So my background is urban planning. I trained in urban planning and worked in that. I worked for Carroll County government for 5 years before joining the Transportation Alliance. And it's interesting because most of the people who have worked at the Transportation Alliance are not people who are classically trained as like a transportation engineer or a transportation planner. They come from urban planning or social work or public health or economic development. And they're working with the Transportation Alliance because they care about communities, they care about neighborhoods, they care about cities, and they see transportation as critical to making that work.
Yeah.
And my role is, you know, strategy, working with our team on setting the strategy and carrying out our work program. We work a lot with partners. We're a small team, so we do a lot through coalition. And of course, fundraising. We have to raise our budget every year, and we rely on donors to keep us in operation.
Great. Thank you. Yes, it certainly sounds like And it, you know, thank goodness that a lot of people understand the importance of transportation for everything we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what you're, if you go on the website, one of the things that I think is wonderful on the website, is your, report card of, transportation in the, in this area in Central Maryland. Could you tell us a little bit about that and, how the region is doing in transportation? Because that's, that graded D is not very good.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you saw that on our website. That transportation report card is a tool we came up with in 2015. It really came out of a discussion that our board and staff went, and we looked at report cards around the country. A lot of organizations use report cards to communicate to the media and communicate to the public how we're doing on a certain topic. And one that we drew a lot of inspiration from was the State of the Bay report card that the Chesapeake Bay Foundation has been doing for years.
That's a good one.
And we thought it's a really powerful tool, and it's a great way to be forward-looking and talk about what it means to have great transportation, not just moaning and complaining about, you know, what frustrates us about our commute, but really setting a bar for what it would mean to be great. And so that's what that tool is meant to do. And we use 12 indicators, and we benchmark the greater Baltimore region against the 17 or so metropolitan regions around the country that are similar in population. So everywhere from greater San Diego, greater Portland, greater Seattle, in the middle, you know, greater St. Louis, greater Austin, in the southeast, you know, greater Tampa, greater Charlotte,
all over
greater Pittsburgh. All over. So those are our peers. How are we doing compared to them? Using the same yardstick to measure all of us.
Uh-huh. And how are we doing?
Well, you know, you mentioned the overall grade is a D. we update that report card every 2 to 3 years. The reason we don't do it every year is that some of those metrics don't get updated that often, and so we're waiting for updates. You know, all 12 of those measures that we grade on are somebody else's data, the U.S. Census, or there's a measure of access, job access done by a University of Minnesota. Let me talk about that one, job access. So what they're looking at is the typical person in the region, how many of the jobs can they get to in under an hour by car? And how many of the jobs can they get to in under an hour by public transportation? And, you know, when you look at a metropolitan region, just about every region, you can get to about 100% of the jobs by car. And that's kind of because of the definition. A metropolitan region is bigger than a city, but smaller than a state. It's sort of based on car commuting patterns.
Right.
You know, so people who live in Howard County and Baltimore County and Harford County and Anne Arundel County and Baltimore City are all part of the same sort of commuting patterns. But the typical person in our region can only get to 9% of the jobs in less than an hour by public transportation. So that's why they say, yeah, it's a very low number, you know, fewer than 1 out of 10. And so your job search is really limited if you don't have a car for your commute. And that's a function of both our public transportation system limitations, but also our continued funding for widening roads, widening highways, and jobs have sprawled. They keep spreading out farther and farther across the region and across the state.
Yeah, you can tell all those Marylanders living in southern Pennsylvania and commuting down here.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them. There are a lot of them, and they're not alone in their having a long commute, but in somebody living in Towson who can't get to a job in Dundalk on time. You know, is that correct? That doesn't really help all of us because we're all in here. It's important that we get everybody to work, right?
Yeah, it affects
everything.
workers and households trying to get to well-paying jobs. It also affects employers. It's a limit on our economic growth if a thriving employer has trouble filling the jobs. And we've, you know, employers have told us that, or they've told us they have to, you know, struggle with attendance because it's not the employee's fault when they can't get there reliably, but it really hampers your business when people don't reliably show up on time.
Right, right. Yeah, Brian, we're getting to, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. I wanted to, I could talk to you all day about this because I used to be a planner myself.
No kidding.
Yes. And, but I wanted to get into solutions.
Sure.
What are the things that our listeners can do and what should, be done in terms of, public policy?
Great. Well, you know, right now, the Maryland General Assembly is in session, as they are every year at this time. And, there is a bill to study looking at the way we govern public transportation and reforming it. It's House Bill 1336. Delegate Tony Bridges is the sponsor. And we think that's a really important thing to be talking about. And so we encourage your listeners to question if our MTA, our public transportation agency, being under the state government with no board, no oversight except for one person, the governor, question if that's working for us. I argue it's not, and that it's the only large transit agency in the country set up that way, and others are governed by a board where the local government and local citizens who live in the area served by that transit agency have more of a say in.
Right, like the Baltimore Metropolitan Council.
Yeah, so the Baltimore Metropolitan Council exists to oversee certain things, like how we allocate federal dollars for transportation, but they don't govern our transit agency.
Right.
That's only answerable to the governor of Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah, and that means politics is always part of it.
Yeah, and it's subject to, you know, the cycle of governor's races. So every 4 years, things are sort of thrown up in the air a little bit. So there's not much stability or continuity. And transportation takes a long time. You have to plan things. You have to go through environmental reviews. And we need more stability and more sort of consistent strategic spending to get our system where it needs to be.
So our listeners can lobby with their letters and their emails and I guess also by joining the Alliance, right?
Yeah, so I would encourage folks to go to our website, www.cmtalliance.org, and follow us on social media, sign up for our newsletters. We do sometimes put out a, like, take action alert where folks can, makes it easy for folks to email their delegates and senators. And this bill, the House Bill 1336, would be a good one to voice support for, to bring about that change we want to see.
And that would be by contacting your state delegate, your state senator.
That's right. Tell them you support that bill. And if you go to our website, We will, you know, occasionally have take action opportunities to make it nice and easy for you.
Great. Now, do you need donations? You mentioned before donations you live on. Volunteers.
Yeah, that's great. So one thing I want to plug, if people are interested in putting their time in, we offer a free workshop series called Transportation 101. And the goal of it is to help citizens who are concerned about transportation in their community climb up a few rungs on the ladder of how engaged they are. So they may already be plugged in, and we hope to sort of meet them where they're at and then help them get more active and more involved. And you can sign up, you can apply for Transportation 101 on our website. You do have to apply. It is free.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Brian. We're out of time.
Like sorry, I said, Bill. Okay.
We could talk for a while, but unfortunately, that's all we have time for. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Brian O'Malley. who is President and CEO of the Central Maryland Transportation Alliance, for being our guest today. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you for having me on. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Well, thank you, and good luck with your work. You're working for all of us, and you're working for our lungs as well as our commute as well as our living. So you deserve all the best. Unfortunately, though, that's it for Living in Baltimore. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.